Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ambler moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Ambler moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel takes first base on ball 4. Bijma moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Bijma moves to third. Quel moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel misplays the ball. That's an error on Nagel. Bijma scores. Quel moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. Quel scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Hayes, and Lodigiani drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ambler. Tresh moves to third. Bijma moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-0 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bijma scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker bunts towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Potter covering. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Bob Joyce now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bijma moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Bijma scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joyce hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Nagel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler bunts towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bijma hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joyce hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker bunts towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Appling steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Joyce, and towards Ambler, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clint Brown now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it and throws to second for the out. Siebert moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Nagel moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Bob Joyce. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. 2 outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bijma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Moses reaches second base with a double. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Gantenbien reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantenbien scores. It's Athletics, 8, White Sox, 8. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive to center field. Krivic throws towards third. McNair fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNair. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Hayes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Krivic steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lodigiani moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Moses bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Lodigiani moves to third. Dean moves to second. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lodigiani scores. Dean moves to third. It's 10-8, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Dean scores. Newsom moves to third. It's 11-8, Athletics. Jess Dobernick now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newsom tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-8, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Jess Dobernick. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham strikes out. 2 outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. McNair moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. McNair scores. Bijma moves to second. It's 12-10, Athletics. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Latigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.